Mrs. MJ, I'm an author, I'm an artist, I'm an analyzer. You can find all my work at MJMuñoz.com. Welcome to Swinging Through Comics, where I talk about comic books and manga and what they mean to me and how good they are and other things. I think it's going to be a fun and wild ride, so why don't you join me as I'm swinging through comics.
So I just finished Kamuda 1.2, and all in all, it was fantastic. So the whole chapter, you know, point one and point two together, make a really great introduction, a really compelling story. We get lots of lore drops. We get lots of information about this world that we don't fully understand, that we're just getting into. It's super fascinating. I don't quite understand everything that's going on, but there's a lot of good starter information for people, well, for everybody who's just coming into this world of Kamuda. And it's really interesting. So we get the birth of Kamuna, who is the first human, or demi-human, I guess. He is the grandson of Elder Gara, and Elder Gara is the dragon elder, dragon priest, I called him in the previous discussion, who is communing with Lady Ryusui, who is the dragon goddess who had a large part in creating this world. And this human child is born, and it's cool. There's this, so the wolf shows up, Shigeru. She shows up and starts talking to Lissari, who is the little dragon girl who was selling a pot or something like that at the beginning of 1.1. And I believe directly her grandfather, Gara, told her, hey, stop the hard sell. This stuff sells itself. I got to go. I'm a bounce. I got to go, commune with dragon god or dragon goddess. So, anyway, I believe that's their setup. And I don't think she's related to Kamuna, the baby who's born, who's going to be our hero, our almost titular hero, or nearly eponymous hero. She is there at his birth, and she's happy to see him. And she's sad because she learns that they're going to purge him. It's stated by some spectators who are watching the birthing happen that the last egg to be hatched, the last child to be born, or the child to be born or hatched from the last egg, is either the greatest or the most ill-fated. But since this child, this egg, belongs to the grandchild of Elder Gar, they are certain that this child is going to be the greatest. And then there's this leopard here, Shigeru lost her baby, her cub, who she had named something that I don't remember at this time. It's similar to hers, but not 100%. It's not something, it's like a Turu or something like that. Anyway, she lost her son, and Lissari knows this, and Lissari has known about this for some time, and she asks her if she's found her son, and she regrets it because there's a little character beat where Lissari asks her about her son, and then he regrets it because she doesn't have her son yet, and that's sad. So that was interesting. This leopard comes along and tries to take the dragon, or does seize the dragon egg, and says that they are going to, like, control that village, Hanauchi, whatever it is. They say a dragon egg is so precious you can buy a whole country with it, and then the leopard's saying that he or she's going to buy that place, or take control of that place, basically hold it hostage, it sounds like, and threatens to smash the egg if they don't play. And then Shigeru runs over there, and she brings her sword out, she slashes, she attacks, she totally wrecks this leopard, and the leopard says, like, oh, are you a hired sword for these guys, or a hired blade for these guys, or whatever. It's like, no, she's just a mother who lost her child before. And it's interesting, the pose that this leopard is in mirrors the pose that some monkey guy was in who had taken her child from her. We don't know why her child was taken. We see a monkey in the market who has a bad interaction with Lissari specifically, but kind of Lissari and Shigeru. And Shigeru tells Lissari that the monkey is one of the landless people. So there are people that are demi beings who don't have land for whatever reason. We don't know why, but they are called landless because of that. And it's very possible this leper is one of them. We did hear that there are different peoples, different elders from different lands who are part of the Council of Eight. I was expecting that there would be 8 lands, and each land would be under the control of another people, and we don't know if that's true yet, and we don't know if there are only 8 demi-beings. I have a list of them. It's on the show notes at mjmunoz.com. You can find them there. It'll be, look for, you know, go there and type in STC085, and you should be able to find this pretty quickly, or it should be near the top, or you can just type in Komodo, and you should find it pretty quickly. It'll be, you know, the chapter 1.2 reveal. Anyway, so we don't really know what's going on yet, but we have a lot of promise for some great storytelling. Gaara has told the Council of Eight that Lady Ryusui will not be with them for long. She's dying. She's a beautiful ornate dragon, like actual, you know, full dragon being, not a demi being, not a dragon with 2 legs and 2 hands, or 2 arms and 2 legs. And she looks very different from this Chinese style dragon, this red dragon that Kamuna is seen fighting in the end, in the preview page, and also of the chapter 1.2, and also in somewhere in chapter 1.1, they show like a full color splash page kind of thing of him facing down this dragon. The dragon actually reminds me a lot of the 3 dragons. They're like red, blue, and yellow, or gold, or something, that are in Shotaro Ishinomori's Link to the Past Nintendo Power manga adaptation of that game. Link to the Past. Anyway, was it Link's Awakening? No, I'm pretty sure it's Link to the Past and the first chapter's Awakening. Anyway, so I wonder if Himikawa's kind of referencing that, or if they're just using a similar type of dragon, or what. I don't know. It's, you know, only speculation right now. But anyway, it's interesting that Kamuna is a demi being. He's, you know, part dragon. He's got a tail. When do you see him, you know, as a naked baby hatching out of his egg? His left hand has scales and claw and fur, I guess, because dragons have fur or hair or whatever, which is kind of funny in this, but it, you know, it works. His right hand is completely human. Most of his body is human. He has no horns, they point out. He has a short tail. So maybe that's why we don't see his tail in his clothes. Maybe just kind of hangs to the side on either side, you know, under his pants or whatever. So that's really interesting. And, what I found kind of compelling and touching was Shigeru, who has lost her cup, lost her son, is still looking for him. She sees this, you know, leopard in the same pose, holding up this child, threatening it, threatening to, you know, use it, threatening to control it or kill it. And then, finally they decide that once the leopard's been dealt with and the egg hatches, which there's a beautiful bit of artwork where she puts the egg down and slowly backs up and lets the mother watch it hatch. And there's this cool thing, too, where the parents are there, like they conceive the egg, they lay it, and it's in this chamber for some reason. And then the parents are there cheering for their babies to hatch out of their eggs, which is amazing. And then an elder of some sort, there's a lady, and then her grandfather also ends up naming them. Her father names the son Kamuna, which means child of God, or divine child, because he's saying he's a child of God. It sounds like Kamuna might be the one who has to take the place of Lady Ryusui, who is at the Prana Gate, the Komodo, the titular Komodo, and because if no one's there to control the Komodo or whatever, their world can't exist, which is really interesting and, you know, scary for them, and sets up interesting connotations for what his story is going to be. Is he going to be like Dorkun from Persona 3? Anyway, I need to wrap this up, so I will quickly. But anyway, Shigeru sees that the child's going to be killed, and she says, no, please don't kill him, you know, like, she almost volunteers to take the child herself, but then the dragon, demi-dragon, who's going to kill him by biting him or eating him, I'm not sure, stops, and Kamuna kisses him, and then little Lasseri comes over, and she picks him up, and she's like, oh, he's kind of cute, he says that, whatever, and she kisses him, too, and then Big Daddy, your grandpa, Gaara comes on over, and he picks him up, and he says, no, we will raise this child. This child is going to be great. He's an omen. This is the sign that Lady Ryusui told me to look for, and I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to mess this up. This is the sign. This is our child. We will raise him as one of our own, as, you know, no differently from the others, and something good is going to come of this. And he, like, puts him on his head, and it's cool. It's in the thumbnail for the episode. And it was really beautiful. It was really cool. It was really interesting. And I like this manga. I think it's very cool, and I'm curious to see where it goes from here. I'm super hopeful. It's, you know, very exciting. Action happened in this chapter, and now we kind of have a general path set forth for us for where it's going to go, and we don't really know, except it'll be saving the world, I guess, but then also somehow transforming the world into you know, our world, from this fantasy world with these demi beings, these, you know, anthro animal people. And I'm really curious to see how that goes. And I hope it's a long way off, because I think this could be an amazing epic journey, which is what I said, a little bit of what I said last time. But seeing the action and seeing more of the story development, seeing more of the world building here, it really looks like it's promising to be a fascinating story. And I'm really excited about it. So here's hoping. I mean, the next episode comes out very soon after the recording of this. I think the next day after. So the next chapter comes out after this. So it's going to be first and third Thursday of every month. So it should be exciting. And I will keep up on it for now, at least. And I'll let you know if I don't want to. Let me know what you think about it so far. And if you're into the series.
Thank you so much for your time and attention. You can find all my work at mjmunoz.com. Everything I do is cataloged over there. I'm writing. I'm reading. I'm analyzing stuff. I'm talking about things beyond comic books and manga. I'm talking about tokusatsu. I'm talking about my own books. I'm talking about classic and modern children's literature, middle grade novels. And I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff over there. You can go, basically there's something new for you to check out every single day, and you can enjoy it, and you can also be subscribed there and subscribe to me everywhere. Like my stuff, share my stuff, tell others about it, help me grow. Of course, help me grow my channel, help me grow my platform out here in the world, where I'm trying to talk about stories that I value and write stories that people will value as well.